Things have changed an awful lot down through the years, but some things never change. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your Tailgate Talk. Hey, so as we have kind of continued our journey across Texas with our Tailgate Talk tour, we are in Tyler, Texas, and we're sitting right in front of the Cotton Belt Depot Museum. And this is an old railroad depot, old passenger depot, and it's pretty cool deal. So traveling by railroad used to be a pretty staple part of commuting. I mean, that was kind of the way you went places. If you're going to travel very far, that was kind of it. I mean, it was kind of the way you did it. Wasn't a whole lot of just jumping. You know, we've done this tour coming across Texas, and we've just kind of been, we've kind of jumped in the truck and going from town to town, and that it just wasn't the way you did it back then. So things have changed a lot with travel down through the years, but there are some universal things that do not change, universal truths that do not change. Even as society is molding and shaping and adapting around us, there are some things that are steady and immovable. Jesus said this in John chapter 14, verse 6. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." You see, it doesn't matter what era of time that is spoken in, what date on the calendar that is spoken in, what year that is spoken, or what millennia that is spoken, that truth is never going to change. Jesus is always going to be the way, Jesus is always going to be the truth, and Jesus is always going to be the life. Can I just tell you today that unchanging truth is good news, and it's good news for you today. If you've never put your faith and trust in Jesus, the good news is that He loves you, and the good news is that He wants to be your way today. And you can reach out to Him today through prayer by simply saying and admitting to Him that you know you're a sinner and you know that He died for you on the cross and you know that He can be your Savior by admitting to Him today that sin and asking Him to forgive that sin and be your Savior, turning from that sin and turning to Him. And hey, we would love to talk to you more about how to get started in that new walk with Jesus. You can reach out to us on this LifeWord page, or you can contact me directly through email. My email address will be at the bottom of the screen, pastorblakeman@yahoo.com. And I would love to talk to you more about what it means to follow Jesus. Hey, we're going to continue our tour of Texas. We've got four stops left, I think. And so I can't wait to show you where else we're going to go. So join us next week on our Tailgate Talk tour of Texas. That's a lot of T's. And until then, I'm going to save you a seat right here on the tailgate. Join us next time. Love you. Have a great week.